L'Isle-Lanois. It's a small town of 13,000 inhabitants, a handful of kilometers from Roubaix. It's not a miserable place, but it's also not Dubai. They have an unemployment rate of 14%, twice the national average. It's the north, the red brick houses, the old spinning mill, a more or less sleepy town integrated into the Lille metropolis. This kind of place, you live there, sometimes you survive there, or you leave. Early 2000s. Olivier lives there. Olivier Desormont. He's 25 years old. His family is modest. We live in one of the small red brick houses, and he's leaving to Paris, where he got a job as an IT project manager at Suez. It's not nothing. The family is proud. Not that we don't like the city or the region, but all the same, to have a son who settles in Paris and works at a prestigious company, that makes us happy. 2004. Olivier is 28 years old. He came to spend the weekend in L'Isle-Lanois, and for this special occasion, family couscous. We all meet. Parents, grandparents, sisters, and Olivier, who promises great news. Olivier raises his glass, greets the audience, and drops his little bomb. He resigned from Suez and started a car wash business. Silence around the table. Olivier's father leans over. You're leaving Suez to wash cars? Yes, and without water. Without water? Olivier's mother bursts into tears.
Podcast Story.
The car wash company created by Olivier in 2004 is called Cineo. Today, we are recording this podcast in 2022. Cineo has about 50 centers in France and more than 800 employees. Olivier's idea and the originality of the project is that it actually washes cars without water. It came to him the year before, during the drought of 2003. There were water restrictions, bans on filling swimming pools, watering gardens, and washing cars. Is it even possible to wash cars without using water? Yes, thanks to a product made from essential oils, making it non-polluting. Olivier will have his moment of glory a few years later. He was invited to PPDA's news on TF1 to present his invention, and he proved the non-toxicity of his soap by drinking a large glass of it live, on air. For the record, Olivier hadn't realized that essential oils have a strong laxative effect, and that day, he may have scored a point in the development of Cineo, but he definitely had a rough night. In the beginning, Olivier washed the cars himself. Then, he gives the family peace of mind by giving work to everyone. Parents, sisters, cousins, permanent jobs for all. Cineo develops quickly and Olivier makes it a point of honor, almost an obligation, to offer a chance to those who no longer have one. The homeless, the disabled, or the unemployed who were running out of unemployment benefits. The excluded become a priority at the Cineo hiring office. Let's stay in the 2000s, but move to about 50 kilometers away, to another small town of red brick houses, Denain, with 18,000 inhabitants. In Denain, we're not really laughing. The city has earned a sad distinction, that of being the poorest municipality in France. Unemployment is a record 30%. Denain has survived from coal mines, then from Usinor. And when Usinor closed, they had, well, nothing. That's where Gilles lives. Gilles Le Chantre. When it comes to social drama, he knows. He has seen the damage caused by a factory closure. It's not a movie or documentary. It's life, real life, on his streets. He also wants to leave. His first step, once he has finished high school, will be moving to the capital. But be careful. When we say the capital in Denain, we're not talking about Paris. We're talking about Lille. Gilles enrolled in college to study economics. It's a good thing. He likes the student life, but Lille? It's not enough. He wants to see more. So he leaves the university after 1 year. But can you go somewhere else without a cent in your pocket? Well, by working at Club Méditerranée, or Club Med, Gilles becomes a GO, or a gentil organisateur. His first job at the club will be in Corsica. It's still France, but it's already another world. And above all, a different population. Club Med customers have purchasing power, to say the least, when you grow up in Denain. Gilles discovers the bourgeoisie, their way of life, their codes, and above all, without being equal to the customers, he's important all the same. And yes, at the club, everyone talks to each other. Social barriers fall, we all live in bathing suits, we show our bodies, our intimacy, our weaknesses too. And the host, the GO, is at the heart of the system. Club Med can be an excellent school. Gilles will stay there for 3 years. He traveled to villages in France, Switzerland, and Turkey. He learned eloquence, improvisation, and service. He gained self-confidence, learned English, and met the woman who would later become his wife, Laura, a fellow GO, an Italian from Venice, who came from a middle-class background. After 3 years at the club, an experience that transformed him, Gilles returned to Lille where he resumed his studies, but this time in sociology. He went on to obtain a master's degree and another specialized degree. In the meantime, Laura was passing through the north and she calls him. These two find each other, fall in love and get married. With a civil marriage in Denain and a religious ceremony in Venice, two different worlds. A real case study for a student in sociology. Once his studies were completed, Gilles joined Manpower. Once again, he was confronted with humanity. Finding work, responding to requests, finding the right people, he learns about recruitment. In 2004, Manpower landed a contract with Cirque du Soleil. Cirque du Soleil is a truly nomadic company. Performances are done all over the world. In each city, in each country, employees must be recruited, housed, and logistics must be taken care of. It's Gilles who takes care of the client. A true adventure. For 4 years, he will follow the circus all over Europe. Gilles, now familiar with recruiting, is learning about recruiting in the world. And naturally, when Manpower launched its international subsidiary, it was Gilles who was entrusted with the task. A crazy life between Paris, Lille, and the rest of the world. 2008. Olivier sold his car wash company to his sales director. In passing, an important anecdote. When he decided to sell his shares of Cineo, Olivier was contacted by an important investor. The head office is in Paris on the Champs-Élysées. When Olivier arrives at the appointment, he comes to feel out the situation, to see what the leaders of global finance propose. He wasn't disappointed. 7 million euros. He has the check in his hands. He's a millionaire. Not much later, 30 seconds. The time to raise his head, to look at his interlocutors, so sure of themselves, too much so probably, and to tell them, no, no thank you. And he returns the check. Once out of the office, he heads to a bar to drink one, then two beers to bring down the adrenaline rush. He said no to 7 million euros. But why did he do it? Out of conviction. He doesn't want to betray himself. He knows himself well. He understands life, and if he gives the keys of the store to these investors, it's the end of his social capitalism, his ethics, the basis on which he created Cineo. He therefore leaves the company to his sales director for 1 symbolic euro. End of the break. 2008. The year of the meeting. Olivier de Saumont and Gilles Lechâtre were invited to a preview of the film Bienvenue chez les Ch'tis. Olivier's wife had received 4 invitations from the company where she works. She offers 2 of them to her friend Laura, who comes with her husband. After the screening, the 4 of them go for a drink. Olivier and Gilles are furious about the image of the North given by the film. That their region is populated with alcoholic, nice, but simple biloute. The cliché drives them crazy. Perhaps this serves as an additional motivation for what they'll create. The two couples meet again. A friendship is born between the two men. 2011. Olivier is looking for a new project. He was offered a position managing a recruitment agency. Why not? He talks to Gilles, who knows this field well. What does he think? Gilles thinks it's a good idea to start a recruitment agency, but he's not the only one. we need to find an idea. How to do recruitment differently? What's the alternative to traditional recruitment? And Gilles tells the story of Disney. Manpower works with Disney, which regularly needs staff for its parks. And often, we have to find employees from all over the world. If Disney organizes a Brazilian parade, we have to get dancers from Brazil. And we have to take care of their visas, we have to accommodate them, and we have to help them live in France. Disney has created an ecosystem around its parks. We find talent around the world, we bring them to France, and we take care of everything. This is the idea that renews traditional recruitment. The idea that will become Coupe Talis, expatriation support. Let's stop for a moment in the year 2000. Gilles and Olivier perceive a moment that seems quite obvious today. The world is becoming global. The old-fashioned expression global village is now a reality. And yet, many political, economic, and industrial leaders don't understand the upheaval we're experiencing. It started with money, which began to circulate freely around the planet. Then it was goods, and now it's people. They're moving from one country to another, studying abroad, doing internships, jobs, and finally, lives and children who will be the first generation of this global population. A recruitment agency? Yes, that's good. But global is better. And a global recruitment agency means moving workers, craftsmen, executives, researchers, and with them, their families. And all these people need to be housed, find schools for their children, doctors, take care of administrative matters, visas, insurance, a long list of tasks. Companies looking for talent have neither the time nor the skills to manage the practical but very human aspect of moving a family. Coupe Talis will offer this in addition to its recruitment services. It will be the first recruitment agency in this new world that is coming, which is already here. Coupe Talis was created in September 2012 in Marcambareuil, a suburb of Lille. As legend has it, the beginnings are modest. The office is Olivier's kitchen. Pastas for lunch and dinner, and otherwise, they're working. They don't have much money between them. Gilles resigned from Manpower, and he has a little money saved. Not much, but just enough to start a business. The idea is good. The order book is filling up. They were right. People are looking for employees everywhere. People are looking all over for skills that they can't find at home. In the case of France, which is experiencing a labor shortage in certain sectors, it's far from unique. Gilles and Olivier discovered that Canadian companies need qualified French, Moroccan, or Italian personnel, and that, of course, it works both ways. In fact, it works in every way. And this is only the beginning. On the other hand, the aging of the European population, as long as we're talking about it, has become a reality. There's a shortage of young people in Europe. In 2025, there will be a shortage of 1 million executives in Germany. So they're right. But they don't have the cash flow. Coupe Talis is a victim of a well-known evil of small subcontracting companies. Clients take 6 months or more to pay their invoices. And yet, we still need to hire people to develop. But without money, what do? Give up? And yes, that's where they are. So, what do? We give up. The customers are there. The idea's good, the world's ready, and they're at the right time in the right place. But they're running out of cash. Everything is decided over a drink between Olivier, Gilles, and their wives. The two couples from the beginning, from that famous evening at the cinema for Les Ch'tis. They have to make a decision. Either they give up and go back to their own lives, or, well, Gilles pulls out the Joker card. He sells his house. However, he loves it there, and it's also a symbol to have been able to buy it for himself. Laura agrees. We go in the red, and we continue. And it works. The money from Gilles' house is invested in the company, 250,000 euros. It's the drop of fuel that restarts the engine. Olivier, on the other hand, contributes all of his savings, 150,000 euros. In 2014, Coupe Talis had a turnover of 800,000 euros. In 2015, there's a fundraiser and then $2 million in turnover, $6 million in 2016, $24 million in 2018. Big companies are calling. Atos, Capgemini, BlaBlaCar, Fauchon, Airbus. Everything is going well. Gilles and Olivier are now important figures in the economic network of the North, then of the country. Couptalis integrates into the world of French tech. The world opens up. They are received at the Élysée and play football at Matignon. And then comes COVID. How can a company based on expatriation survive when the world's population is confined? When planes disappear from the sky? When borders are closed? We adapt. Companies have new challenges, and Couptalis will help them. Employees are starting to telework. More and more freelancers are entering the field. And then there's this movement of national mobility. Employees are still moving, but in their own country. And this isn't just a French phenomenon. Many countries are experiencing internal migration. Gilles and Olivier are reinventing the model. The business world is changing, and they're adapting. And then they take advantage of this time to solidify the company's foundation. A company that is experiencing hypergrowth like Couptalis is only looking forward to tomorrow. A frantic race towards the ever-increasing number of contracts, of course, but also an additional workload, people to hire, locations to find, and in the background, it can be hard to keep up with all the demands. This is one of the weaknesses of these rapidly successful companies. The foundations crack and sometimes collapse under the weight of the development. For Couptalis, the COVID period will therefore also be one of upgrading the company's structures. Human resources, finance, communication, and management are all being strengthened. In the end, Couptalis has posted a growth rate of 2% for 2021. It's less than expected, but we're afloat. The company is healthy, and everything is in place for a fresh start. Imagine the scene. You're in Madagascar. You have to recruit 10 people who are going to expatriate to France and will therefore receive a French salary. 20, 30 times more than what they get in their home country. You can't make a mistake. Each of the people who will be chosen will transform the lives of those around them. These are families that we take out of poverty, sometimes villages. And you also have to know how to say no. No, not this time, sir. You're not ready. The responsibility is enormous because the raw material of mobility, of expatriation, are human beings. Olivier and Gilles remain faithful to their initial ethics. The women and men for whom they are responsible will never be adjustment variables. The system is a source of profit, not the person. The job is useful for everyone. Employees, of course, but also companies and now governments. Couptalis has just been contacted by the Senegalese government because they have to think about the talents who will return after trying their luck abroad. Couptalis has become a necessity. The goal is to be the world leader in international mobility. We must accelerate development. We need to pursue an international strategy. We need to meet people in the world. We need money. Investors follow. In June 2022, Couptalis raised 80 million euros in capital. A new era began for the company, which decided to change its name. From now on, it will be anywhere. It sounds English, and it's made to. The stakes are now global. We must emphasize this and bring the message to as many people as possible. Anywhere, then. NEW is, well, it represents the immensity of possibilities. Anywhere, anytime, any way, any work, everything, everywhere, all the time, all formats. As for the final R, it's a nod to enabler, the facilitator, but also the catalyst, the one who is the link and who leads. Anywhere will be this link between talents and companies, a long thread that runs around the world. This network, this connection between everyone, is the new chapter of a company, which is now called Anywhere. Another Chiti story. But not from the movies, from real life.
Podcast Story. On a tous une histoire à écouter.